passage, and it is a theme when you go through the Sermon on the Mount here, and we get into the 20s of chapter 5. Lord talked about in the Beatitudes the blessed people, the people that follow Him. That if you have the right attitudes about things and doing things the right way, not because it makes you feel good, because God's things, you're left to your feelings. And 1 year you're going to say, this was good. And 10 years later, you're going to say, this was bad. And Lord help you, you see it on public and television, and they can pull up the stuff and go between the two. And it's like, well, where are you, right? I don't want to be flip-flopping on the Lord. I want to be consistent in my life and what we preach and what we live. And so we start getting into the 20s here and into the 30s of chapter 5. Lord starts putting out illustrations and examples. He talks about somebody that's angry with his brother. And he says, man, go and agree with thy adversary quickly while thou art in the way. He gives the example of somebody wanting to put away their wife. Now, I'm sure my wife's wanted to beat me over the head a time or two. Praise the Lord, she hasn't, and she didn't last night, and I'm here. But man alive, the word forgive. If we'd forgive, and we'd forgive, and we'd forgive. And again, here today, when we look at our message today, if we would forgive, we'd simply forgive. It's not a word that's used. I think part of society is afraid of it. Well, if we forgive, we're letting them off the hook. Jesus came down, He paid for all of our sin. Do you think He let us off the hook? He said, yeah, I'm taking it all of it, if you'll receive me. But that's the problem, is a bunch of our world doesn't know the Lord Jesus. They don't know how the Lord would have them to act. Verse 38, the Bible says, you have heard that it has been said. And again, going back, we've gone through 5:21 says, you've heard that it was said. Verse 27, you've heard that it was said. Going back to things that they've learned from the Old Testament. Now, you go through Leviticus and you read the law, but maybe you get into Exodus and see some of the things. Man, God laid out a whole structure for civilization. And when we go back and look at some stuff today, you're just looking at, I mean, the Lord had it all laid out. Our legal system was based on the Old Testament. I mean, if somebody's animal did this, what do you do? If somebody say, where would it even be good to start? Well, let's look at God's example and see how He worked those things out. But the Lord says in 38, you have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil. This is one of the toughest verses in the Sermon on the Mount to see it, to learn, and to even accept it and be like, okay, how do we, you know, what does that mean? Resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. Father, we do thank you for your grace to us. We pray that you'd help us this morning. And Lord, we love you. We thank you for all that you do for us. We pray that you'd work in hearts. We do pray that you bless the youngsters downstairs and help Brother Don and Misty as they run services there. Lord, we love you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before we go a lot farther here, I want to go to Exodus 21 real quick. Exodus 21, just to give us a little bit of context there for Jesus' verse 38, you've heard that it hath been said, Exodus 21. Exodus 21, we're going to be looking in verse number 24. Exodus 21:24. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe. If a man smite the eye of his servant or the eye of his maid, that it perish, he shall let him go free for his eye's sake. If he smite out his